what would you do if you got a letter saying your social security number was revoked? Well, this happened to this lady. Let's see what happened to her.
With Rebecca, I'm David. So glad you're here. Your social security number might be the most valuable piece of information you have. In fact, you need it for everything from filing your taxes to opening a bank account.
Yeah, but what if you got a notice that your number was being voided? Well, it happened to one woman and she's sharing her experience because it's a scam. Joyce House says she couldn't believe what she received in an email. It was an attached letter with the Social Security Administration seal saying her Social Security number was in danger of being revoked.
Now, Joyce said she called that number back when a man answered, but she actually got a funny feeling that it wasn't legit and then just hung up the phone. That's when she looked at the email address and she noticed it was not from the SSA. She's now warning everyone to not fall for it.
He asked me for the case number. He says, are you out in a public place? And I said, yes. I said, I'll have to call you back when I can get somewhere else. So I'm hoping that if they've reached out to anybody else, that they'll not fall for this.
Now, the Social Security Administration says if you receive a suspicious call or email, you should hang up or not respond to the email and report it on their website.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and we're going to keep this one very short. Brothers and sisters, we want to protect ourselves at all costs, especially when dealing with emails. We want to make sure that it's actually coming from the institute in which we are dealing with. They will try all types of names. If you looked at the video or if you saw us on YouTube, you can go to our YouTube channel, FastDT Podcast on YouTube, and actually see it. But it said like ssa.us.gov. Sounds official, looks official, but we all know the official website is ssa.gov. Now, we know that the extension here in the United States for official government websites is .gov, but we also can't be scammed out of that as well. So brothers and sisters, I hope this brings a little bit of awareness. I don't want to make this podcast too long. I really want to make sure I shared this information with you because many of you during tax season, things of that nature, are going to be receiving phone calls and suspicious emails of people trying to get your information saying they're from these official government sites. Okay, don't be afraid. If you didn't do anything wrong, it's almost like walking into the store and walking out because you didn't buy anything. But you know that feeling that you get that I hope nobody's looking at me. I didn't steal. I don't have nothing in my hand, right? That's that same feeling you feel when you get that email. You know you didn't do anything suspicious, but you're afraid someone is out there with your identity doing something in your name. And we don't want that at all. So brothers and sisters, if you need some help, make sure that you reach out to me. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional here to help you and guide you through retirement and protect you from things such as this. Once again, you want to develop your power five, your power five. You're talking about your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. If you don't have these five people in your life, you need to start hiring them now before you retire. You need to have a team that's going to guide you, or you're going to be at a greater risk of falling for these scams, and we don't want that. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.